Good morning, Rab Boys. Unbelievable. Wow. Such enthusiasm. Lil Badika's comments. The very, very large crowd that came today to this year. Unbelievable, Akbar. I'll tell you, from talking to myself. Daf goes on. Lil Badika's comments. There are still people doing Badika's comments. Not that. Rafa, you know, just, I want to say close to 40 years ago. 40 years ago, my father was doing Badika's comments. 6 hours into it, and you know, the mattress in the bedroom caught on fire, and the whole our house basically went up in flames. There's a whole matzav. So there are people that are machmer, you know, they do more than the 10, 20 minutes, hour, whatever it is.
People so for that reason, people send that.
Oh, here, the rov is here. Is that the rov? No, that's somebody else. Okay, I was saying this to be mamish, like not the right night for the rov to show off. Okay, we got to get on. Bezer Hashem, I'm supposed to be giving 6 shiurim from now until the Seder. I don't think that will happen, but it's going to be more like 4. 2 tonight, and I'll talk to Mark. I got to do Nun Hei Nun Vav tomorrow. Anyway, let's do a couple of emails and we'll jump right into it. Void MDY, hi Rebelli, thank you so much for your shiurim. Thanks to my good friend Yolzi, who introduced me to your shiur. So during vacations, I learned with your lessons, shiur. I cannot resist take this picture. When I saw this issue, I'm like, thank you, a lot of belly. Best regards, Yaakov G. Anyway, Kitzer, he's learning. Thank you, AB. Ah, those of you who want to know, AB's 14 years old, and he's tickled Ilui. He showed his rabbeim that he has a lot of ideas and he's actually retaining it. So they said, okay, you could do that. We don't really recommend it for the rest of the Bachram Yeshiva. Chakoshim Sameach, how the Sugi of Enoah changes lives. Mark Duke from Boramul, your Talmud from Beitza here. Another, how did the Daf change my life email for you, but in particular the Sugi of Enoah. I always knew that Enoah referred to the seller overcharging, but didn't realize until the recent Sugis that referred to the buyer getting a great deal too. Maisin Shahoya to me. I was collecting some Pesach items from a local store. When I got home, I realized I've been seriously undercharged. Part of feeling that it was wrong not to go back to the store to pay for what I should have been charged for in the first place was human error, which can happen when the store is full. I knew that I was also oiver on Enoah, oiver, O-I-V-E-R, oiver on Enoah as a buyer, and I underpaid more than a sixth for the order. Have a great yontif. Your Talmud, Mark, bringing the daf home, using the daf. That's what he means by changing lives. Changing lives doesn't mean that you look different, you wear a different hat or something. Changing lives means that you're mekayim different mitzvahs, different. You're makbid on different things. All of a sudden, you start making a su'uda, a rish chodesh. You start being mechaven on the matzah, the achila, the kezayis, different things like that. Chemi Jacobs, hi Rebelli, just wanted you to know what starting daf yomi has done. Since starting with you, I've started to also learn more above and beyond the daf. And tomorrow morning, I'll be making a siyum on Seder Zeroyim. It's chashuv by Chemi Jacob. Mazel tov Chemi Jacob. Mazel tov Chemi Jacob. I never would have thought of accomplishing such a feat, but it's about the yomi, and day after day for a year and a half, allow me to complete it. That's very chashuv. A year and a half. Onto Maseches Shabbos and Seder Moed. Beautiful. Mazel tov.
Yerushalayim.
Is it Seder
Zeroyim? Why?
It
means Seder Zeroyim Yerushalayim.
That's what it is? Why
is Yerushalayim? I think so. Saying, oh, it's Mishnah, but I think it's why is Yerushalayim? It's really a big deal.
Givaldic. So let me just go back here a second. The Masech is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. The Paras HaChodesh, the Nishma Zechayr Ben Moshe, the Nishma Zechayr Bas Yosef. Paras HaChodesh, Aaron Freeman, it should be his chus to rebellion for continuously at the Shema and teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef and Chai Soro, for the chusim that come from supporting the Mirat Torah. Paras HaChodesh, and Yomen Rosenfeld, for Aslach and business and all my endeavors. Paras HaYoyim, Yaakov Soled, Lili Nishmas, Rav Moshe, Ben Yaakov Soled, Zuchor Elavrocha. Note, Father's Yerzad is Chav Beis Nisan. Paras HaYoyim, as a chus to keep up with the daf over Pesach. And to have a true Chakoshim Sameach, our boys, I already said. This is the first I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this together with you. Parnas Hayoyim, as a schus to keep up with the daf over Pesach, and to have a true Chag Kosher Sameach, which is really the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, to have a Chag Sameach. It's very, very difficult. But here, you have to, it's an avoida to keep up with the daf. I'm wishing everybody at Slacha, and daven for me, that I should be able to give two shiurim on both tomorrow and the last day of Yontif, so that in Eretz Yisrael, they have the shiurim. I shouldn't miss that many Hebrew shiurim. By Tzvi Glock, the Lunishmas Chaisoro Bas David Yechiel, and the art of the month, anonymous for the schus, for an easy childbirth, his daughter, and a healthy baby. Beautiful. Rabbi, shkoyach for coming out. Tomorrow is Erev Pesach, one of the most difficult days to learn, but we do it. And that's what makes us Dafyoyim Yidden. We learn every single day, and we could always find 40 minutes within the day somewhere to do the daf. Don't forget to prepare for the Seder if you haven't done so. Open up some Sfarim, come up with some good stuff, make it interesting and exciting for the kids. We're holding daf Chnum Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Iboil. I do want, as I probably won't have time tomorrow to make phone calls, I do want to wish Barabim Chakosh V'Sameach to my tremendous Yidid, Yossi Klein, who ran the whole charity campaign, and to Nisan Al-Gans, and to all the Chever and Eretz Yisrael, might be too late already, to Gary, and to Dave, and to Benny, and to Yosef Biliak, and to Tomer. Also, Yishkoyach to Abba Renner for sending the amazing wine. You didn't have to. It was mamash not necessary. Yishkoyach. Who is it? Shloimi? Who's the wine guy here? Shloimi, the wine guy? Very expensive wine. Two bottles of, like, very not necessary. I think his name is Shloimi, the wine guy over here. Something like that. So who else? I know I'm missing people. As usual, Avi Kamiansky and all six and all the chaver. Chakosh v'sameach to everybody. Thank you all. I know that so many of you out there have done so much for MDY this year. And Yishur Koyach. And you should all have a chakosh v'sameach. I'm thinking about Shapsi Cohen. All these, so many. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of people. People that donated. People that went after the donation. That, but kids, sir, you know who you are. Even my son, Lazi, I forgot him. He does, he edits the, or he uploads the Hebrew shir every single day. Shlomo Lazarian. He can't say, b'chul, b'chul, b'chul. He boiled him. This is a Shas line right over here. It's important because we talk about it all the time. And I was in this farm store today, and there's a huge line. And I started talking very loud. Very loud. I got the entire line. I'm talking about 20 people in line, minimum. And they start asking them about how many korbanos for Pesach, Tmura, Trumas Meiser, the whole thing, going through the whole thing. I didn't ask them a chomish, how much is a chomish, because I didn't want to embarrass anybody. There's a few people that knew this stuff. Believe it or not, people knew. Some younger bachurim actually that knew. Ibailu, chumshom legav, chumshom lebar. We talk about this, and this is important to the whole Shas. It's not just for this sugya. It's for all of Shas. When the Torah says Chaimish, and there's a number of cases we'll be talking about, Gezel, Hegdish, different Pidyonis, and Maaser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. A.B., when do you add a fifth by Gezel? What's the case of Gezel? You add a fifth. Remember?
Stealing from
Hegdish? No, stealing from a regular person.
Sometimes you swear to make sure.
Mmm. AB, wow, AB. You know what? I'm going to turn the camera on AB and his father's. Sadly, of a father. Very good. Okay. So AB just said the right answer. It's when you steal and you swear falsely that you didn't steal, and then you want to do tshuva, so you have to add a fifth. So ibayelu chumsha milgav. When I say 20%, a fifth, 20%, do I mean from within the money? So if we're talking about $20, how much is 20% of $20. Four. Or perhaps it's five. Sorry. Here, let's see this inside. I don't want to confuse myself here. Chomish Malabar, Chomish Malagav. There are four times five or five times four. Right? So 20% of 20 would be four. Or perhaps it's five. So I'm at $100. So it's either $20 or $25. What's the difference? Do we count? Do we look at what we have, what we call in America, 20%? And that would be, if we're talking about a $20 bill or a 20 whatever pounds, so 20% of that is four. That's the way we call it. Or perhaps it's five. Why? And which basically the question is it 20% or 25%? And the way the Gemara figures the math is that once you're done with everything, so you add all the bills together, all the fives together, now you have 25, and you take a fifth of that, 20% of that, that is $5. Yeah? Do we calculate the final, or do we calculate what we have now? Milabar means the outside, milagav means the inside. Ibayelu chumsho milagav, in other words, is it 20%? Or chumsho milabar, is it 25%? That what? That you go, you take the final, like we have now on the screen, final amount, which is, in this case, 25. And we take a fifth of 25, we take 20% of 25, it's five. So is it $4 or $5? Is it 20% or 25%? And the Gemara is going to say that what? That's milabar. So Mamela, anytime the Gemara, the Torah says chaymesh, it means not 20%, it means 25%. Omar Avinu Toshma, I'll prove it to you. Abai Lamoimim Be'esrim. We're talking about somebody who's redeeming his Zdei Achuza, his field, ancestral field. He donated his property, his real estate to the Beis HaMikdash. Now he wants to redeem it, he wants it back. It's sentimental to him, so he wants it back. He has some money, he raised some money. The halacha is he has to add a chaymish. Now how much is it? If we know from here how much it is, then we know for the rest of the time. Over here it's going to tell us it's 25%. It's straight out. So they come, they ask him for the first bid. How much do you want to pay for your field? He says 20. How much does he really have to pay? Because he has to pay a chaymish now. 25. So once we know it's 25 and not 24, yeah, no. Yeah, 24. It's either four more or five more. It's either 20% of 20 or 25% of the entire thing. So it's either 25 or 24. But if we know the number is 25, then we know that for the rest of the Torah, it's milabar, it's the outside, it's what we call 25%, not 20%. So how do we see it? They give an opening bid of 20. The chaladam be'esrim, and then you go ahead and you also give a bid of 20. Who wins? Habaylam kaidmim. Why? The Beis HaMikdash gains by going with the owner because the owner has to add the chaymish. Now, it still doesn't say how much the chaymish is. So if one person says 21, the owner said 20, comes the next guy says 21. Ooh. It says, yeah, it does say. It says, over here it says, Mufurish, the owner gives 26. In other words, he has to add the chaymish on top of the bid that the other guy gave. Again, his initial bid is how much, Rabbi Isai? 20. The other guy comes and gives 21 as a bid. What's his final? 26. Because you take the chaymish that he initially had to give, you add it to the second bid of 21, and the total is 26. So you see that the chaymish The original chumash is 5, not 4. That tells me that it's a 25% addition. Now let's think about it for a second. What just happened there? The owner said he's giving a bid for 20, that equals 25. Another guy said, I want to give 21. So why doesn't the owner just give 25? The answer is because he has to match every bid. Even though his total price is more than everybody else, he's at 25 and the other guy's 21, but his bid of 20 is less than the 21. So we have to up his bid. It doesn't look good for Beis HaMikdash. We have to up his bid to 21. And then we just add the 5 to the 21. 5 plus 21 equals 26. And we keep on doing this. Until what? Until you get to 30. Again. So top line in Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph. Ezra Mishnayim. Somebody gives a bid of 22. So you add his 5 on top of 22. Habayel Loisim Ezra Mishnayim. 27. Beis Mishnayim. Somebody gives a bid for 23. You add the 5 to the 23. Habayel Loisim Ezra Mishnayim to 28. Beis Mishnayim. Somebody gives a 24 bid. Habayel Loisim Ezra Mishnayim. You add 5 to the 24 is 29. Ezra Mishnayim. This is the final one. Habayel Loisim Shloishim. 25 plus 5 equals 30. So again, the owner initially gave a bid of 20. He ends up paying 30. Why? 5 for the chaimish. And because he has to match every other bid, this is just a shiloh. Rashi brings down a question. If a guy gave a bid of 30. So the question is, how come he wins, not the other guy? The other guy gave 25, he matches the 25. Rashi, he brings a question, he just doesn't say the answer. The Gemara over there says, Loi Duck, that he gave a little bit more. We have to say that his bid was 20 plus, a little bit. Okay, fine. Says Gemara, Lefi She'ein, Moisifim Chaimesh, Al Ilu Shalzeh. Okay. Esther and Vechamesh, Habayim Yisim Shloishim, Lefi She'ein, Moisifim Chaimesh, Al Ilu Shalzeh. They don't give a fifth on top of what this guy gave. Says the Gemara, Shmamino, Chumshim Elabar, Shmamino, so over here. Anyway, it just the bottom line is from all this, we see the Chaimish is 5. The Chaimish is 5, and his initial bid is 20. So 5 and 20 means that 5 is 25%. Because if it was Chaimish, Milagav, if it was from inside, would be 24, his final bid, not 25. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, V'yosef chamishisoi olav, shiyahu v'chumshoi chamisho. It says in the pasuk, V'yosef chamishisoi olav, you should add a fifth to it, shiyahu v'chumshoi chamisho. So, chamishisoi olav, divi Rabbi Yoshe, that it should be 25%. Rabbi Yoshe, chamishisoi chumshoi shel keret. It's a fifth, again, so if you look at this, it's a fifth of the carat, meaning 20%. Not in addition to the principal, in the principal. This just shows that it's 20% of the carat. Okay. Iboilu, chaimish maka v'ayin maka v'nu sugyo, rabbis, v'nu sugyo. What happens if a person doesn't give the 25%? He goes ahead and he redeems whatever he's redeeming, and he forgets to give the 25%. Does it ruin the redemption or not? Says Gemara Bar Barba Park, is the Pshat Makabay Makaba Bar Barba Park Bakanafshi Moisif Chaimish. He redeemed whatever he had to redeem, and the 25% is a side deal. Alma chaimish lo makiv, so it doesn't really ruin the whole thing. Idilma arba b'chamisha b'chamsha parik. When a person redeems something for 4, he's really redeeming 5. B'chaimish makiv the chaimish, the 25% is all part of it. If he doesn't give it, no good. Om Ravina Toshma, Hadmai in loy chomesh, ve'ein loy biur. Hadmai means, what does Dmai mean? Domai, that when a Amoret sells you fruit, so Midrabanan, there is a miut hamatsui, there's a bunch of Amoratim that don't give Meiser. They give Truma, but they don't give Meiser. And therefore, you have to assume that their fruit doesn't have Meiser Sheni either. So, Dmai in Lechaimash. When you redeem that Dmai, that Meiser Sheni from the Amoratim, you don't have to add 25%.
How does that answer the other question?
Which one?
The first question is if you had Maser and you did pay the extra fifth.
Which question?
The first question, the tenth of Net, didn't say you did pay you redeemed
your Ibailu, that question?
Yeah.
We don't know yet. Hold on. Okay. We're saying Toshma. We're getting there. Again, what's the question? The question is the Chaimish Ma'akiv or not Ma'akiv? If you don't give the Chaimish, what happens to you? Did you ruin everything or you'll pay later? Meanwhile, you can do whatever you need to do. Omar Ravina Toshma. Sifamir, Hadmai, Ein Loi Chaimish. You don't give the 25% off of Dmai again. You don't really have to midrash. You don't have to give the Trumas and Maestras, but the Chacham said you should give Dmai. You should give the Trumas and Maestras. But don't worry about it. When you redeem the Meiser Sheni, you don't have to add a fifth. Now this is a kiss from Hashem. Mamash a kiss from Hashem. Ve'ein loy biur. What does ein loy biur mean? No, you don't even know why. You're laughing. You don't even know why. I'm not talking about biur chametz. Biur over here means that when you have Meiser Sheni, you must destroy it at the end of the third year. Erev Pesach. Check this out. Mikay Shalishanim. Toitzi as kol maser tvoscha v'shonahi v'nachdem shorecha. It's talking about Erev Pesach. Mamish today. Literally today, because we're after Shkia. This is tomorrow's shir. Kids from Hashem. This is the day. Now, it's not every year. It's at the end of the third year.
Three and seven.
Yeah.
3 years started the cycle.
By the way, I did look it up. I'm right about you have to be on the ground floor. Some psachim. Ha Karen Yeshloi. See what I want to say from here that there's no chaimish, but there is din of a Meiser Sheni on the principle that you buy from an Amoritz. You buy from an Amoritz, there is Meiser Sheni. Why? Some more wants to prove from here my time. Oh Karen the Maki with the Raiso Isib the Rabbana. So the principle, which is obviously you have to redeem the principle in all years. So then when you have a Drabbanon, you also have to do the principle because it has to mimic the Deraisa. Principle is something you must do. So when you have Demai, you must do it. Chaimish, Deloy Ma'akiv, but I could learn from here that the 25% is not the end of the world. It doesn't hold us back, b'dereisa, even in a deraisa, less than the rabbanon. So that's the raya. We're trying to prove from here the chaimish is not ma'akiv. You see, because there's no chaimish by an amoretz. Why is there no chaimish by amoretz? Because it's not by the deraisa. The only thing that's by the amoretz is what is important by the deraisa. So the rabbanon mimic that as well. Says Gemara Levin Ketanoi, perhaps this is Machlokes Tanoim. Nosan es hakeren velo nosan es chaimish. Here, this is the case. A person gave the principal, but he didn't pay the 25%. Rebbe Elazar Omer Yoichal. He should eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim. Rebbe Shmuel Omer Lo Yoichal. Don't eat the fruit. Omer Rebbe, and Rebbe continues and says, Nidum Divrei Rebbe Elazar b'Shabbos. On Shabbos Kodesh, go ahead and eat. We're going to see later. This is Svara, then Shabbos. This is a special oinig. You should have tainug. Should enjoy yourself. So on Shabbos, they weren't so much. Rabbi Shua says, don't eat it. L'chayra will pass and says, Rabbi, like Rabbi Shua in the weekday. Says, we don't have any near in the Rabbi Lezim Shabbos. Because he said, let's go with Rabbi Lezim Shabbos. Rabbi Lezim argued on the weekday. Just we go like Rabbi Lezim on Shabbos. We don't have near in the Rabbi Shua b'chol. And when we said that the halachas like Rabbi Shua that you shouldn't eat this Meiser Sheni, that you didn't take the fifth, the 25% in the weekday. Mechalad the polygam fibish Shabbos. He argues in Shabbos. My love, Bahas argument with me. So what is the source of their machlagis? What's the svara behind it? The Rebbe Savar Chaimish Lamakim. Rebbe Savar Chaimish Makim. Mamish our question. No, that's how we could explain it. Is the Chaimish important to ruin it or not? It's not a raya. The Kuli Alma Chaimish Lamakim. Perhaps everybody agrees that the 25%. If you don't add the 25%, it's not the end of the world. Are we concerned that if you let the guy eat it as is without paying the 25%, he might neglect to pay the 25% later? I'm thinking about my kid now. I didn't think about it before. I have a kid. I'm not going to go into which one. He wants to get an award, let's say, right? He wants to play a game or devices. So I thought, okay, if you learn or whatever, you learn with me. He says, yeah, first I'll play and then I'll learn. That never happens. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Now, first, so I thought, no, first you have to learn. No, I promise this time. If you let the guy eat first, then he might not come to pay his 25% later. You know what I'm saying? I see Dailam over here is relating to me. Yeah. Not with Abi for sure. No, it's different. Abi's different. Let's remember these words. Hakol Moedim. What is Hakol Moedim? There's no machloikis. The Kula Alma. The what? The Hegdish Shechilel. When it comes to Hegdish. So somebody donated a car, right? Cars for kids. He donated a car to the Beis HaMikdash. You go and you want that car, so you give money to the Beis HaMikdash, you redeem the car. You have to pay 25% extra. It's a redeeming thing.
You only pay
it
if it's your car.
Huh?
You only pay it if it's your car. Somebody else redeems it.
Right. If it's yours, your thing, correct. I just thought about a joke, though. That's why I'm... You know, the famous maestro, this is a famous one, but it's... A couple, the plane crashed, and they ended up on an island. So the husband asked the wife, did you end up paying the tuition for the... You know what I'm talking about, tuition joke. That's the oldest joke in the world. So she says, no, but what's the difference? We're stuck here on an island. He says, because if you didn't pay the tuition, trust me, they'll find us. So that's what it says over here. Something like that, right? I ruined the punchline, Baruch. But the point is, don't worry about it. They're going to find this guy. The guy in charge of the tzedakah funds of the Beis HaMikdash is going to come get you. So we're not concerned. It says the Gemara, there's no machlokes in Hegdash. The guy gave the principal, but he didn't pay the 25%. Here's the machlokes. According to Reb Lezer, it works, and according to Chacham, it doesn't work. You have to pay the 25%. Here says Rebbe, I like Reb Lezer when it comes to Hegdash. I like Chacham when it comes to Meiser. That it's not good by Meiser. It is good in Hegdash. From Rebbe's words, you see that they argued on both. So the problem is, Rebbe Yochanan is the one that said that according to everybody, when it comes to Hegdish, you don't need to do the Chaimish. We'll take care of the Chaimish later. We have a Gizra that's going to come chase you. Over it says it's a Machlagis. No. Rebbe Yochanan says something completely different. Oh, Rebbe Yochanan. Hakol Moedim, you know where everybody admits? B'Shabbos. B'Hegdash Achilo. If somebody was Mechalel, in other words, he redeemed on Shabbos, then you don't have to give, you could eat without giving the Chaimish. Why? This is two Svaras. Chada, the Chsiv, the Karasa, the Shabbos, Oineg. So, first of all, the Chofetz Chaim says, he said in Yiddish, a whole quote in Yiddish, that if you prevent yourself from shmecking tabak on Shabbos, you like shmecking tabak and you don't, you're over on the Karas of the Shabbos signing. If there's a geshmak at chont and you don't eat from it, you're over on the Karas of the Shabbos signing. But here's the Peladic story, and also for me, it's a kiss from Hashem. Because a Chana Feinstone Mike Cheer here in Lincolnwood. On Shabbos, he told me this story. And I called him up today. I said, you know, the story he told me, it's Mamish in the Gemara, the words that he told me. He said, well, I couldn't believe it. He just started me throughout a story. He said that the Reb Chaim Ginevsky, somebody came to him and said that his son doesn't want to wear a hat on Shabbos. Should he put some pressure on the COVID Shabbos Kodesh? But some people, you know, it's super, super important. You don't like the hat version. He doesn't want to wear a jacket, a suit, whatever it is. He wants to wear his shirt untucked. Okay, you fill in the whatever the mice is. So Chaim Kanevsky said, there's a COVID Shabbos, okay. But there's also Oynik Shabbos. And for your son, not to wear his hat, not to wear a jacket, that's his Oynik Shabbos. So what do you say? Listen to that. That's his Oynik Shabbos, to walk around like a schlepper with the gym shoes to show. Okay, whatever it is, Mishigas says, okay? You don't like it? Too bad. It's his Oynik Shabbos, it says. Some people are going crazy. He's not going to wear shramos to shul. That's his learning Shabbos. What do you care? It's hard. It's hard for us to comprehend. But that's what he said. Such a zog. But here it is. The karoso the Shabbos oineg, that because he has a chiyuv to enjoy himself and to eat gishmaka stuff, so we're going to allow him to do that without the chaymish. On a weekday, not. But on Shabbos, yes. And there's another reason why, by Hegdish. We're not talking about Maizah training. We're talking about Hegdish. Because you have the Gizbar, you have the Gabbai that's going to come after him. You cannot use real estate to redeem Hegdish. Let's say there's a car, you need your car back. You cannot use real estate to redeem it. It must be cash. What about the 25%? So, Says Gemara, another thing. Truma. If a Yisrael eats truma, truma is food for a kohen, and a Yisrael eats it by mistake, so he has to pay the truma and 25%. He must use non-truma fruit to pay back. Regular fruit. Why? Something that could be kodesh. The question is, same question, kind of, can you pay the chaymish to the kohen with cash or clothing, says Rashi, not chulin fruit? Another question. Here's a picture of an asimoin. Basically, it's a coin without any depiction. So you cannot use such a coin for Meister Sheni. It must be cash, coins, biyotcha. L'rabbis kodov shishlov tzuro, v'tzarto. It has to have a tzuro, it has to have a depiction. Chumsho, but what about the 25%? Ma'av shizchala asimo, I can use a non-depiction coin. Is Galgam Milstone Motel Kami Durova? All these questions came to Rav. Omar Lu, Omar Kuro, all love. See? Vishkiyach al Kodesh Bishgoga, Vyosaf, Chamishisi, Chamishisoi, all love. Vyosaf al Kodesh al Kodesh, all love. So says Gemara. The rabbis, Chumshoi Kemois. Olav comes to include the 25% has to be just like the principal. So that answers all our questions. Just like the principal, you can't use real estate. So too, for the Chaymish, you can't use real estate. Can you use a Nesima in that coin that is a depiction? No, it's like the real estate. What other question do we have? Karka. Truma with chulin. Chulin. Could you use money and clothing for the chaimish? The answer is no. Omar Ibn Af and Anami Tanino, we also learned that goinev truma v'loyachala. If a person steals truma from a kohen and he doesn't need it, misham tashlumi kefil, demei truma. So he pays kefil like every ganav has to pay double if he doesn't admit. And it's the how much does he pay? The value of truma. Truma is usually cheaper than regular fruit because there's a very small market for kohen. Achala. If the ganav didn't realize that it's truma and he ate it, so it was, the eating was a shogeg. He's a bad guy for eating it, but it was a shogeg. He didn't realize it's truma. Mishalosh tei koronim v'chaimish. He has to pay two principals for the kefil and 25% extra. 125% extra. Keren v'chaimish v'nechulin. So from the fact that the Gemara says over here the keren and the chaimish are the same, they both must be from the same fabric from chulin. So that's our raya that the chaimish, the 25%, is like the principal. That's his raya. And the Gemara continues about Karen, and the second principle, the May Truma, could be cheaper. Shmamino, Chumshoy Kemoiso, Shmamino, you see from here, the Chaimish, the principle, and the 25% are supposed to be the same. If you can't do it from property, don't do it property. You can't do it from, you can't do it with money, whatever it is. We just turned to Daphne Dalla on the base, sponsored by Kid Novations. Like a kid, KID Novations, in honor of my uncle Rebbe Chanan Pressman, and as a schos for Akiva Simcha Ben Fego, by official mitzvah motivators, in honor of the Limans for sponsoring Sfar for the daily Ner Talmud learning, and by the Gwertzman brothers for the yahrzeits of our grandfathers, Hachover Moshe Ben Yerachmila Lava Shalom, an original real Yaki, and a Rav Eliezer Moshe Ben Rebbe Shema Zatzal. You guys are Yakis?
No.
No,
you can ask that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason I thought.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Always coming on time to shear. Right. Listen, Tzadik, you're doing a tremendous thing. On love these comments, you took your son. You told me to say you're not gonna be able to come, it's gonna be too hard. Valve became you came. Tremendous zach. When your wife's not working tonight?
She's
not tonight. She's able to get off, kind of. All right. Omar Rava, if anybody knows of a good pharmaceutical job for the Sadiq's wife, Fabi's mother, let me know, here in Chicago. Because Jewel Askel and all these big things, they make them work. They don't get any days off during the year. The only days off are Yom Tov. That's it. No other vacation days. It's garnished. Amarava. Gabi Gezel Ksiv V'chamishisav Yosef Olav. You have to add 25% on top of when you stole, if a person steals, swears that he didn't steal, and then he's moida, he has to give 25%. But not. If a person gave the principal and he swore that he already paid the 25%, he's mamish, he's digging himself deeper and deeper. First he swears that he didn't steal. Then he admits that he stole. Then he swears he paid the chaimish, which is not true. So now we have this whole sugya of a 25% on top of the 25%. Okay? 10 minutes, don't worry, we're almost done. So on the base. We add the 25% on top of the 25%. Achismaita Karen Pochais Mishav Pruta. He lies on the second 25%. So he has to pay 25% of that 25%. Then he lies on the third 25%, so he has to pay 25% of the 25% of the 25%. I'll show you the depiction in a second, and then get to the next one. Gabi Truma Ksiv. So let me just find something here. This guy's funny. Here. I want to show you these are the things that we're talking about. Chaimish al Chaimish, Gezel, Truma, Maestashani, and Hegdesh. You can tell that I did this, not Yoshi. These are the four. I just want to point out we're talking about these four. Okay? The one that we're going to have a problem with is Hegdesh all the way to that. Gabi Truma Ksiv Ish Ki Yoichal Kodesh Bishgoga V'Yosef HaMishisoy Olav Usnan. Now let me get back to here. Shma. Ish So here's the pasuk. He pays, if you eat truma, your Yisrael eat truma by mistake, you pay principal and 25%. Whether you eat it, drink it, or bathe with it, use it as shampoo. So our boy said, listen to this. This is also an Negiat HaPesach. How's this an Negiat HaPesach? Does shampoo need a hechsher? That's what you would think. It's not real Achilles Kalev. What would be the reason why shampoo does need an hechsher? Shampoo, soap, all these things. Oh, because it's sicha. And over here it says that sicha, meaning, how do you say sicha in English? No. What does it say over there? How does he call sicha? In the art scroll? Anointing yourself? So, the halacha is like this, that if a person destroys hegdash, stam, pours on the floor, he doesn't have to pay a chaymish. Only if he eats it or drinks it. Drinking is like eating. So where does sicha come into it? Sicha is like eating. And if sicha is like eating, then it could be a problem for Chametz and Pesach. There's such a conversation in the Achronim because shampoo and soap is like eating, a little bit of eating. Whether it's tar or it's tummy, truma that's tummy. Mishalim chumsho, he pays a fifth of 25%. V'chumsho the chumsho. And he would pay 25% on the 25%. It doesn't say this. So here, let me just show you how Yoshi depicted it. Hold on. Yishma. You ready? Avi, take a look. He eats a whole thing of truma. And then he lies about the chaymish. And he eats that. Then he has a problem with the, he has to add 25% of the 25%, which is that little piece. And then he eats that. The kitzer, lie, if you take the word lie out. He's eating the true money. He keeps on eating the more and more. He keeps on, by mistake, he keeps on eating the 25%. Then he eats the 25% of the 25%. It keeps on going down until it's not worth anything. So what about Meister Shani? What about Meister Shani that if I take the money, I redeem fruit on money, and then I take the money and I redeem it on other money? It doesn't tell us. Nobody even asked the question. So the question is like this, Gabi Hegdish. If by Hegdish, yeah, somebody's makdish a house, when you redeem your own house, you add 25%. What about 25%? My. Oh. So. So by truma we have the pasuk that says viyasa. Gabi koydish nami hoksi viyasa. On the bottom by hegdish it also says viyasa. Oydilma, so maybe it's the same thing. So you keep on paying 25% on 25%. Oydilma gabi truma ksi viyasa. Ishaklisli levav the viyasa. Vishalisli al chamishi soy. You do something like this. Let me get all the way back here. Sorry. Here it says chamishi soy. And you take the vav from the word right before it, and you add it to chamishisoy. So what do you have? Chamishisov, which is really chamishisov, right? You add the vav instead of having two vavs at the end. It will say chamishisov. V'shazle chamishisoy, havalei chamishisov. Great. So I know from this that you do a chaimish of a chaimish. Yeah. How many people came out of Mitzrayim?
1/5.
Chaimish. Talking about chaimish here. Chaimish came out of Mitzrayim. What else? What time is it?
10 o'clock.
Okay, we're almost finished. Fine. Oh, it doesn't work on the word chamishis. It only works on chamishisov. On chamishisoy, you can turn chamishisoy into chamishisov, which means a fifth of a fifth, 25% of 25%. But on the word chamishis, and you add a vav to it, it doesn't work. Okay, so it doesn't work. It doesn't mean that you keep on doing 25% of 25%. Says the Havalei Hegdashani. The 25% is when you redeem it. When you redeem it, it's the second. How do you say it in English? This is the first. This is Hegdash. Then you take this cup and you put it into this cup. So this is secondary, or what's the secondary?
Secondary saint.
No, but it's a better word. No, this. Not second place, second. Secondary, okay, secondary. Isn't the 25% secondary? It loses the power of Gdusha to it. They really have a Hegdash Sheni. V'omar Yishuv Levi, a Hegdash Rishon Vaisiv Chaimish. The reason why there's no 25% on the 25% is because Rabbi Shimon Levi says that you only add 25% to the original Hegdash, to this, not to this. And the Chaimish is the secondary. Says the Gemara, by the way, we're talking about Hegdash, so, you know, actually, we're going to talk soon about even Kashim Kala, which is Karim Pesach, but I don't want to forget this. That in Eretz Yisrael today, they have subscriptions. I spoke about yesterday, subscription to Trumas and Meisers. They have a subscription to Karim Pesach. In case Mashiach comes, they have ready to go these lambs, blah, blah, blah. You become part of it. Somebody once mentioned to Reb Shteyman, isn't it a beautiful thing that people are yearning for Mashiach because they make subscriptions to the Karim Pesach? She said, how much is it? She says, 12 shekel subscription. She says, 12 shekels is not a piece of the Mashiach. It was 12,000 shekel. A person went out of his comfort zone. Oh, he's waiting for Mashiach. He's willing to pay 12,000 shekel. That's willing to pay $4 that makes him waiting for Mashiach? No, thank you. That's what he said. Okay. Says in Gemara, Agnes Rishon Mazim Chaymish. I'll show you Mazim Chaymish. Not true. Hegdash is not considered this, the secondary. It's considered the first, in first place.
Right.
The primary. Thank you. It's the primary. It's not considered the secondary. My Havala. At the end of the day, what came out? That the 25% is like the principle. Ma kesef erkoi ma'isav chaimish. Just like on the principle, you add 25%. Af kesef chumshay na ma'isav chaimish. If kids are, you keep on going, you do a 25% and a 25%. Gufa, Omer Rabbi Shimon Levi, I like the Shrishon ma'isav chaimish, I like the Shein ma'isav chaimish. We just said, they only give 25% on the primary, not on the secondary. Omer Rav, my time is Rabbi Shimon Levi. What's the, where did you get it from? Omer Kro, Vima Magdish Yigal is Besoy. Hamagdish v'loy hamatfis. It's on what you are magdish, but not what you are matfis. Matfis means this is instead of this. In other words, the primary, not the secondary. Matfis is the secondary. We're talking about a non-kosher animal. Somebody donates a horse to the Beis Hamikdash, and you want to redeem the horse. Ma behemat meyam yuchedes shetchilos hahegdish v'kula l'shemayim umo elamba. The animal is Hegdash Rishon, it's primary, right? When you take the horse and make it Hegdash, it's primary. It's not secondary. It's not that you redeemed it. It's before you redeemed it. It's the first in first place. It's primary. The owner has nothing in it. Sometimes when you have something that's hegdish, like a carbon pesach, a lot of it, most of it, is actually owned by a private citizen, not a horse. Umoyalimba. What does umoyalimba? Avi, what does umoyalimba mean? What's umoyalimba?
You did
mila. You did mila. Very good. Because the word umoyalimba, it's tricky. Umoyalimba would seem like you could do mila. Umoyalimba means you're oyver amila, chayev, for using something from. I've caused with kilasa hegdish v'kula shemayim moyalimba. So too, everything. Anything else that's primary, and human beings have nothing to do with it. They're not owners in it. The owner has nothing in it. It's, you would be oyver ami'ila, but let's say a carbon pesach. You're not oyver ami'ila. Why? Because the humans are going to be eating from it. It's meant to be used. So there's no mi'ila on it. There's no. You're not oyver ami'ila. What?
Is it the same thing for
Shlom? Yeah. Shlom is also.
Katos?
No. Oh, you're saying that? No. Hold on, we'll see in a second. Here we go. Omale Rebelozo de Tano. Mishnah Kula Shamayim Lemute Koshim Kalim. Kula Shamayim means to exclude Koshim Kalim like Shlomim, which is also Karim Pesa. Given this little Balim Gavayu, since don't has ownership in it, let's Bumila. You're not over on using it. What does it come to, when it says tchilas hegdish, that is primary hegdish, what does it come to exclude? The hegdish truth is be'me'ila soif hegdish, the secondary hegdish, less be'me'ila. Says Gemara, Dilma, lin chamish kamish, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Maybe you tell me that it's not for me'ila, but for the chamish. In hachikamir, that's what I meant to say. All right, Raboisai, Yishkoyach for coming. Doilom is tired. Doilom has to go back and do B'dikas Chametz, continue the whatever they're doing. Tamar Bezer Hashem, no schedule. If anybody wants to, maybe we'll throw it on the chat. I'm trying to do Daf Nun Hey as early as possible in the day so that I could do Nun Vav without Bimchal Yontif by driving to the hotel. It's still 40 minutes away from here. So I have to do it and get there and prepare for Yontif a little bit. Chakoshev Sameach, everybody. Please do not fall off the daf. And if you do, skip forward. Zayk is on.